Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Gittin, and we begin with the second parak of Maseches Gittin. So we said that if someone brings a get me Medina Siam, he needs to say Befanai Nechtav, or Befanai Nechtav. So maybe get me Medina Siam. Someone brings a get me from Medina Siam. Va'amar Befanai Nechtav, avalo Befanai Nechtam. He says Befanai Nechtav, but he doesn't conclude with the phrase Befanai Nechtam. Or Befanai Nechtam, avalo Befanai Nechtav. He says Befanai Nechtam that it was signed in front of him, but not that it was written in front of him. So he only said half of the magic phrase. Or Befani Nechtav Kulo, or Befani Nechtam Chetzio. He says all of it was written in front of me, but only half of it was signed in front of me. Or Befani Nechtav Chetzio, Befani Nechtam Kulo. Half of it was written in front of me, but all of it was signed in front of me. So Pasul. In all those cases, the get is Pasul, because in order for a get to be kosher, he has to say that the whole thing was written and signed in front of him. Now, what if he only saw part of it, but someone else saw the rest? The shliach says that I saw it being written, but don't worry, there's another fellow that's with me that can verify that he saw it being signed. Puzzle, that's also going to be puzzle, because it's a special din that a shliach is believed to say b'fanei nechtam, not other people. What if it's two other people? Let's say two people say we saw it being written, and a third person says, I saw it being signed. Puzzle, that also is puzzle, because the takana is that a shaliach is believed to verify both elements of nichtav v'nechtam, but you can't start cutting it into different slices and have two edim say part of it and the shaliach say another part of it. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, that's kosher, because two edim are just as good as the shaliach. So if a shaliach can say both parts of b'fani nichtav v'fani nechtam, then the shaliach say one part and you could have two edim say the other part. That works just as well. Echad omer b'fani nichtav u'shnayim omer b'fani nechtam. If one of them says it was written in front of me, and then two people say we saw it being signed, kosher, then the get is going to be kosher, because you have two witnesses saying that the get was signed, which is all you really need, meaning that's a kiyum shtaros. The way to do kiyum shtaros in general is just by having two edim say that it was signed. So really, the role of the shliach over there is entirely irrelevant. So now the Mishnah talks about, what about the dating of a get? Nichtav b'yom v'nechtam b'yom. If a get was written during the day and it was signed that same day, b'layla v'nechtam b'layla, or both happened at night, b'layla v'nechtam b'yom, or was written at night and signed the next day, which is the same halachic calendar day, so kasher, that's going to be perfectly kasher, because it was written and signed on the same day, so the date is the date. B'yom v'nechtam b'layla, but what if the get was written during the day and only signed the following night? Puzzle, then it's not valid, because a get you can't have a shtar muktam. A shtar muktam is puzzle, meaning if it's dated a day earlier than it was actually implemented, it's going to be puzzle. This leads to the major shailas that you have at weddings that happen, you know, around the time of Ben Hashmashos. When exactly should you fill out the ksuba? Because you fill out the ksuba the day before the chuppah, and then the chuppah happens after shkia or after tzeis, so you run into all sorts of shailas. A major discussion in halacha. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that it's going to be kosher anyway. Shari Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Gittin Shnichtav Biyom Nechtamu B'Layla Psulin, because Rabbi Shimon says that any shtaros over here, get means any shtaros that were written during the day and signed on the following night are going to be pasul, because it's a shtar muktam, and therefore the person is going to be able to collect from the chasim u'shubadim based on the date in the get, which will in fact be a day earlier than he should be authorized to collect from the chasim u'shubadim. But chutz migitei nashim, except for gitei nashim, which is not meant for collecting from the chasim u'shubadim anyway. No one uses a get isha to go and collect money from someone who had purchased property, right? You wouldn't go and collect that anyhow. So therefore, that's going to be fine. It's only when it comes to shechurei avadim, where by get isha, it's only to allow a woman to get divorced, and therefore being off by a day, as far as the dating is concerned, is not a big deal. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said if someone brings a get from Medina Siam and he says only b'fanei nechtav or only b'fanei nechtam, he saw half of the ksiva or half of the chasima or something like that, it's going to be pasul. But if one guy says b'fanei nechtav and one guy says b'fanei nechtam, that's also pasul. If two people say we saw it being written and one guy says I saw it being signed, that's pasul. But Rabbi Yehuda's machshir in that case. And if one guy says I saw it being written, but two guys say I saw it being signed, that's for sure kosher according to everybody, because as long as you have two guys saying I saw it being signed, that's just an example of kiyum shtarus. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if a get was written during the day and signed at night, if it was both written and signed during the day, both written and signed at night, or written at night, signed the next day, there's no shaila. But if it was written during the day and signed the following night, then it's going to be possible according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be kosher, because Rabbi Shimon says it's true that a shtar muktam is possible, but that's only because you're going to use it to collect from the chasum shabbatim from the earlier date. But if you have a case where it's a gerisha, where you don't use it to collect from the chasum shabbatim anyway, then there's no problem with a muktam to begin with. Okay, tomorrow we'll begin with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.